This is kind of skipping now to item number 12. We'll get, remember, we're going to move through the action items first. Handling of veterans employment preference complaints under Texas Government Code Chapter 657. We have a resolution, Mr. Alvey.
Good morning, commissioners. For the record, my name is Al Bingham. I'm the Human Resources Division Director. This morning, I'm going to be briefing you on the handling of veterans employment preference complaints and also taking commission action on a motion. State law provides that an employment preference for certain veterans be provided by public entities. House Bill 1275, which was passed on the last legislative session, established that a veteran may appeal to a public entity's governing body for decisions not to hire a veteran or to eliminate the veteran's position. And the governing body shall have 15 business days to respond to such complaints. Given the commission's schedule and the relatively short response window, I think that's problematic. And I'll get to the staff recommendation for handling this situation. First, let me give you a little bit more background on the veteran's preference requirement. Of course, a veteran means any individual who served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, or Coast Guard of the U.S., or in an auxiliary service. To be eligible, the veteran must have served not less than 90 days during a national emergency or was discharged for a service-connected disability. They must have received an honorable discharge, and it must be constant, meaning they must have the necessary knowledge, skills, and abilities to perform the job. An individual who qualifies for the veteran's preference is entitled to a preference in employment over other applicants who do not have a greater qualification. And what this means is if a veteran is considered to be equally qualified with another applicant, then the tie goes to the veteran. An individual entitled to a hiring preference under this section is also entitled to a preference in retaining employment if in a RIF situation. House Bill 1275, again, allows the vet to appeal the agency's decision not to hire or to eliminate their position directly to the governing body. The governing body may order a different decision than the one complained about, and again, you have a 15 business day response window. Because of, again, that relatively short response time, staff proposed that the commission adopt a resolution delegating authority to the executive director to act on the commission's behalf as set forth in commission policy CP010 and provide an initial response within that 15-day window. The commission will still act on the complaint. All the set complaints shall be placed on the commission agenda as personnel matters. The commission, again, may uphold the decision or make an alternate decision, and the complainant will receive the commission's final decision within that 15 business days of the decision. So here's the motion before you. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions for Al? Well explained. Thank you very much. We do not have anybody from the public signed up. Do I have a motion on this item? Commissioner Parker and Commissioner Montgomery, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Al.